Okay, everyone. So, Brishos, Brishos Meir Rabbi, Brishos Avi Mori, thank you so much for coming. Brishos Hail, your brother-in-law. So, I wanted to discuss today the topic of Kibsei Atzeres. It is a little bit after Shavuos, so you could have said Avri Yom Abatla Korbano, but at the same time, as we'll see, there's really, Kibsei Atzeres kind of spans the entire Masechta. There are many, many entrance points to this sugya, and I think in that vein, it's a nice sugya to discuss as kind of a capstone on a year of limud of Menachos. So I want to begin our discussion about the Kibsei Atzeres by outlining the different Zevach u'Mincha combinations. We have four different examples where the Torah tells us to bring a Zevach together with a Mincha. I'm not talking about Minchas Nesachim, I'm talking about an independent Mincha together with a Zevach. So those examples are our main topic today, Shtei Alechem and Kibsei Atzeres. We also have, before that, the Omer and its Keves La'ola. Kibsei Atzeres are, of course, of Shlamim. We have the Korban Toda, which is the Shalmi Toda and the Lachmi Toda. And you also have what we read about in this past week's Parsha, El Nazir and Rekike Nazir. For our purposes, we're going to group together Shalmi Toda, Lachmi Toda, and El Nazir, Rekike Nazir together. They seem more similar, although I'm sure more work can be done on the relationship between those two. So what I want to do right now is basically give a short skira, a short overview of the three different paradigms of these Zevach u'Mincha combinations. So let's begin with the Omer and its Keves La'ola. So the Torah of Parshas Emor tells us that on the 16th of Nisan, we bring an Omer and you also bring together with it a Keves. Are the Omer and the Keves Ma'akev Ze'ezeh? Can you have one without the other? So the truth is, we have very little evidence about this in Shas. But if you look at the Torah's Kohanim in source number 3, so the Sifra writes, "Va'asisem biyom keves ben shenaso af al pi she'ein omer." You bring the keves even without the omer. "Va'asisem omer af al pi she'ein keves." And you also bring the omer even without the keves. The Tosefta says the same thing as the Torah's Kohanim. The simple understanding would be that the Omer and the Keves are not ma'akiv each other. You can bring one without the other. I say the simple understanding because if you take a look at source number 4, the Menchas Chinuch wants to infer from the Gemara in Horios, which we will see later on, that maybe the Omer and the Keves there is an ikuv between them, and that you would not bring the Keves without the Omer. However, the Rambam never says anything like that. We don't find that in the Rishonim, we don't find that really explicitly in the Gemara. The simple interpretation is that they're not ma'akev, there's no ikuv between them. So then what exactly is the role of each? It seems to be that these are two independent units. You have the Zevach and you have the Mincha, and together they achieve one kiyum. The Rambam counts both of these as one mitzvah. It's not that they're two separate mitzvahs. The Keves La'omer is also counted as part of the mitzvah of the Omer, but there's two independent parts that fulfill one kiyum, and even if you can only bring one part, so you have a partial kiyum. In terms of the role of the keves when it comes to the omer, today's chabur is really not going to focus very much on the shtei alechem and the omer and their roles in terms of as a mincha, but as we've seen throughout the masechta, there's clearly a relationship between the two, and the omer has a more emphasized or highlighted element of being a matir, that the Omer comes in order to be Matir Chadash B'Medina. The Keves that accompanies that Omer seems to express a particular Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tezayin Nisan. There's a famous piece in the Emek Bracha, where he quotes from a Medrash, that the Yom Tezayin Nisan is listed as almost like one of the Moadim. And he asks over there, so why don't you say that Pesach is Chalukin B'Korban Oseyen, because on Tezayin Nisan, we have the Omer and the Keves. Not my topic for today, but I'm just quoting that as an example, that you have a certain particular Kedushas Hayom to Yom Tezayin Nisan, separate and apart from it being Chol HaMoed Pesach, and the Keves that accompanies the Omer seems to express that Kedushas Hayom. Take a look at the Rambam in source number 1, that's how the Rambam describes it. He says, the Rambam is listening to Korbanos Musaf, Pesach Makrivin Korban Musaf B'chol Yom, Miyom Arishon Ad Yom Ashvik, Musaf Rashi Chadashim, he tells you what you bring. And then, Biyom Sheini Shal Pesach Shu Yom Tezayin B'Nisan, Makrivin Yeser Al Musaf Shal Kol Yom, Keves La'ola Im Omer HaTnufa, Vihi Mincha Shal Tzivor. So the Rambam tells you that in addition to the Musafin, you also bring this Keves. It makes it seem as the Keves is playing a similar role to that of the Musaf. The Musaf is doing it for the holiday of Pesach. The Keves is doing it for Tezayin Nisan. It's very noteworthy that the Rambam here in source number one mentions the Keves even before he talks about the Omer. Keves la'ola im Omer hatnufa. In source number two, the Rambam does the exact opposite in the next perek, where he mentions the Shtei HaLechem way before he tells you about the Kivsei Atzeres that accompany the Shtei HaLechem, and I think that that is very noteworthy. I'll return to that. So far what we've seen is that the Omer and its Keves, again, are two parts that achieve one Kiyum. The Keves expresses Kedusha Sayom, the Omer is Matir. That's one paradigm. You have another paradigm of the Toda, Shamei Toda and Lachmei Toda. Over there, you can only be Mekayim, the Korban Toda, if you have both elements. There is no such thing. You could bring the Zevach without the Lechem, but it wouldn't have the status of Toda. It would have the status of Shlamim, and we'll actually talk about that at length. So if you want to actually bring a Korban Toda, it needs to have both the Shamei Toda and the Lachmei Toda. The Gemara is very clear in multiple places, including Ayin Ches and Mebeis, that the Shechita of the Zevach Toda is what's Mekadesh the Lachmei Toda. There is clearly a relationship between the two. And the Pashut Pshat, this is also recorded in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, and it's the simple interpretation of the Mishnah in Mi'ilah and Avtes, which is that the Zrikas Hadam of the Korban Toda is what's Matir the Lachmei Toda. So there's clearly a relationship between the two that does not apply between the Keves and the Omer. So for the Korban Toda, I would describe it more as two necessary parts of one Kiyum. The Kiyum is the Korban Toda, and you have two parts that need to come together. They're counted as one mitzvah, according to almost everybody, Rav Sajagon aside. So those are two paradigms. Where does Shtei HaLechem and Kivsei Atzeres fit in this discussion? Can it be grouped together with one of these paradigms, or, as you know, I'm going to say, it kind of defies both? So I want to go with, I want to try to explain both the comparisons and the contrasts between Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei HaLechem and those other two paradigms. So beginning with the comparisons, the Kivsei Atzeres are similar to the Keves La'ola of the Omer in the sense that the Kivsei Atzeres also clearly express Kedusha Sayom of the Yontif of Shavuos. We have many examples of this. In this week's parasha, in Parshas Va'aloscha, so the Sifrei Darshins from the Pasuk V'al Zivchei Shalmechem, Riba Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, that we have Shira and Chatzotzos for the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. In addition to that, you have the Gemara in source number 6, Menachos Daf Tzadi Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that we have Nisachim for all of the Korbanos that are brought on the Regel, including the Olas Re'ia and the Shalmei Chagiga. And Tosos over there, this is just as a quick line, but very important. Tosos over there in source number 7 says that the Gemara could have just as easily mentioned the Kivsei Atzeres together with the Shalmei Chagiga and Olas Re'ia as an example of a Dover Hanoig Biregel. It didn't because it's not knowing on every regel. But you see clearly from that Tosos and this Sifrei that the Kivsei Atzeres clearly play a role in terms of the Kedusha Sayom, and that's also the way that the Rambam describes it in source number 2. He does the exact same thing as he did in source number 1, that in addition to the Musaf, you also bring the Shtei HaLechem together with all of its Korbanos. And so it seems that those again play a similar role as like a Chovas Hayom to the day of Shavuos. So in that sense, the Kivsei Atzeres are like the Omer paradigm, but they're very, very different. Because as we'll see, the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei HaLechem clearly have an equal relationship between the two. Question about what direction, we'll get to that in Menachos Daf Mem Hei. But everybody agrees that there is some interdependence between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei HaLechem, which is not the case with respect to Keves La'ola and the Omer. Then when we come to Shamei Toda and Lachmei Toda, so it's similar in the sense that the Kivsei Atzeres are Mekadesh the Lechem, when you shech the Kivsei Atzeres, but there is much, much difference between these two paradigms as well, and that's in particular the relationship between the two components of the Korban. So when it comes to the Shamei Toda and the Lachmei Toda, it's really indisputable that the Zevach is the Iker of the Korban. We see this in many, many places. Take a look at source number 10, the Gemara Daf Pei Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Abba, Zotoda Vezolachma. If you're makdish both the Zevach and the Mincha, so Avar HaLechem. and Avar Alechem, and the Lechem gets lost, so then Mevi Lechem Acher. Then you have to fill in the Lechem. But of the Todah, Eino Mevi Todah Acheres. You don't bring another, you know, another animal if you lose the Todah. My Taima, Lechem Leglal Todah, Ve'in Todah Leglal Lechem. So the Gemara is Mefurash, that the Lechem is meant to accompany the Todah and not vice versa. Rashi, in source number 11, points out, why is that? Dichsiv v'hikriv al zevach ha-todah chalos matzos belulos b'ashemen, right? So you have, what do you sacrifice together with the zevach todah? You sacrifice also the lechem. That is in stark contrast to the way that the Torah Shebichsav describes the kivsei atzeres. Take a look at source number 12. V'hikravtem al ha-lechem shivas kivasim temimim v'chule v'chule, and then ushnei kivasim b'nei shana lezevach shlamah. It's all framed in terms of the lechem, the exact opposite as the todah and the lachmi todah, where it's framed in terms of the zevach. You have more evidence of this also in sources number 13 and 15. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis says, "Hare olai todah yavi hi v'lachma." If you're no there, just the word todah, you have to bring it together with its lechem. Says Rashi in 14. Dechivan da amar alai nischayiv ba. So you have a chiyuv in the toda. V'havali davar shebechova v'inu ba'elam v'nachulin. Dechivan da amar harei alai toda. Af al gav de lo amar v'lachma mischayiv b'shteyan. Of course, you're obligated to bring both the lechem gilal toda. Because if you say toda, then in so doing, you are including the lechem as well. And that's why in the second case of the Mishnah, if you say Toda alai min hachulin v'lachma min ha-maiser, you try to split and you say Toda I'll bring from chulin, but it's lechem I want to bring from my maiser. What's the din? Yavihi v'lachma min hachulin. You have to bring both from chulin. And Rashi explains again, because once you accepted upon yourself a korban toda, so the korban toda has to be ba min hachulin, and part of the korban toda is also to bring the lechem, so the lechem also has to come min hachulin. The Gemara Bava Kama, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, probably has the best snapshot line that encapsulates the relationship between the Todah and its Lechem, where the Gemara is talking about a Todah Shehezika and how you are Govan the Nezikin. And the Gemara has a Havamina that where Amar Rava Todah Shehezika Gova Mi Besara Veino Gova Mi Lachma. So you get the Nizah collects from the flesh, but not from the Lechem. So Pshita. So say for Echshechlei, Nizak ochel basar umiskaper mevi lechem. So the Gemara says that despite the fact that the Nizak gets to have the meat, the miskaper still has to bring the lechem. So ask the Gemara hanami pshita. So ma'u desima kivan the lechem hechshira dezevachu limalei atachal basar va'na icy lechem. You might have thought that since the lechem is the hechshir of the zevach, it's what facilitates the zevach. So how could it be that you get to eat the meat and I have to bring the bread? Rather, kamash malon, the lechem chiyuv of the bailim hu. So still, we say that the lechem is the chiyuv of the one bringing the korban. But that snapshot of lechem hechshira dezevachu is exactly what we're trying to convey, which is that when it comes to the relationship between toda and its lechem, the zevach is clearly the ikar, and the lechem is meant to accompany. V'hikriv al zevach hatoda chalos matos blulos pashem. When it comes to the shtei halechem and the kivsei atzeres, it's not at all clear. In fact, the opposite is pretty compelling, which is that the shtei halechem is the ikar, and the kivsei atzeres are meant to accompany in some way the shtei halechem. And in that way, the relationship between the two really defies the paradigm of the todah and the lachmei todah, and beckons the question, what exactly is the relationship between the shtei halechem and the kivsei atzeres? And once the zevach of the kivsei atzeres are not the main player in the show, so then what role are they playing? What is the purpose of the kivsei atzeres in the offering of the shtei halechem kivsei atzeres combination? That is the question that I'd like to explore today, and that's basically a background as to how kivsei atzeres and shtei halechem don't really cohere with the other paradigms we find with the zevach mincha combinations. So let's get right to it in terms of that question, the relationship between the kivsei atzeres and the shtei halechem. Take a look at source number 16. I'm sure many have seen this Gemara already. The Gemara Menachos Daf Memhei Amid Beis. So the Mishnah says, "Hapar v'ha'ilim v'hakvasim v'asair ein ma'akvin es halechem v'lo halechem me'akvan." So all of the other korbanos that come with the lechem, there's no ikuv between each one. But halechem ma'akiv es hakvasim v'ein hakvasim ma'akvin es halechem divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that there is an ikuv between the lechem and the kivsei atzeres. In what direction? That the lechem is ma'akiv the kvasim. You cannot bring the kvasim without the lechem. However, you can bring the lechem without the kvasim. Amar Rab Shimon ben Nanis, loki ela hakvasim ma'ak minas halechem, the halechem inu ma'akiv es hakvasim. Shimon ben Nanis says, no, it goes in the opposite direction. You can bring the kvasim without the lechem, but you can't bring the lechem without the kvasim. And he brings a raya from how Klal Yisrael brought the kvasim in the midbar. And then Omer Rabbi Shimon on the third line, halacha kedivrei ben Nanis. Rabbi Shimon agrees that the kvasim are ma'akev the lechem. Aval ina tam kedvar. Shakola omer b'chomet ha'pekudim karv b'midbar, b'chola omer b'taras kohanim in karv b'midbar. Mishabar la'aretz karvu elu ve'elu. So, mipnei ma ani omer yikarvu kvasim b'lo lechem, mipnei shehakevasim matirin as atzman, v'lo ha'lechem b'lo kvasim, she'en lo mi yitiren. The kvasim are matir themselves, so you can bring them. But if you have the lechem without kvasim, you have nothing to be matir the lechem, and that's why, according to Rabbi Shimon, you cannot bring the lechem without the kvasim. Towards the end of the Chabura, I'm going to talk about the case of Shtei HaLechem HaBoz Bifnei Atzman. What exactly is the din when you have Lechem without Kvasim? But right now, what we want to get out of that Mishnah is the Machlokas Tanoim, as to how the ikuv goes, in what direction is each Ma'akiv the other. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Lechem is Ma'akiv the Kvasim. According to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, the Kvasim are Ma'akiv the Lechem. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva over here, source number 17, Tmidin Musaf and Ches, Tesvav, the Rambam passes clearly like Rabbi Akiva that the lechem is ma'akev the kvasim. In the old versions of the Ravid, this is since been, I think, omitted in the Frankel version, but in the old versions of the Ravid is said to disagree with the Rambam, and that the Ravid paskins like Rabbi Shimon that the kvasim are ma'akev the lechem.
And in the new version, it's just taken out.
Yeah, it's just taken out. Yeah. Okay, so what does this ikuv relationship imply? What does it reflect about the more conceptual relationship between the lechem and the kvasim? So you might think that according to Rabbi Akiva, if the lechem is ma'akiv the kvasim, so that's a perfect demonstration that the lechem is the ikar, and the kvasim are more of a tafel. And for Rabbi Shimon, you might be tempted to say that the opposite is true. The kvasim are the ikar, and the lechem is more the tafel. The only thing that we have to be hesitant about is that that's not a mukhrach argument, especially for Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon explained at the end of the Mishnah that the reason why the kvasim are vayim below lechem is only because of a quirk that the kvasim are a matir. And you can't bring the lechem without the matir. That doesn't necessarily mean that when you have both, that the kvasim are still the ikar and the lechem is the tafel. So you can't necessarily infer that from Rabbi Shimon. But as we'll see, some Achronim did want to read the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon exactly along these lines, as to whether the lechem is ikar or the kvasim is ikar. And that really arises from an analysis of a tension between two sugyas, one in Horios Daf Yud Gimel and one in Menachos Daf Tesvav. Take a look at source number 19, the Gemara in Horios Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara in Horios, Omer kodem lekeves haba imo, shtei halechem kodmim lekvasim haba imimohem. So the Omer takes priority, I'm being intentionally ambiguous about that, because there's a lot of discussion about what this means. The simple interpretation is that it's talking about the Hakrav. In what order are you makriv each one of these? So the Gemara in Horio says, Omer comes before Keves, Shtei Alechem comes before Kivsei Atzeres. Zeh HaKlal, this is the important line, Dover Haba Begain Leyom, Kodem LeDover Haba Begain Lechem. What is coming on account of the day takes precedence to that which is coming on account of the lechem. So the Gemara over here views Kivsei Atzeres as well as the Keves La'ola as coming on account of their lechem, of their respective lechem. Whereas the lechem comes on account of the day. And therefore the Omer and the Shtei Alechem take precedence. The Ramban al Torah, thank you to Rosenzweig for pointing this out to me, the Ramban al Torah at the beginning of Perek Chav Gimel in Parshas HaMoados, he repeats this line very strongly. The Ramban is talking about what's mentioned in Parshas HaMoados. This is in source number 20. And he says that he points out that we don't mention the Musafim in Parshas HaMoados. That we wait until Parshas Pinchas in order to mention. However, there is an exception to that rule, which is that we do talk about the Kivsei Atzeres and the Keves La'ola. So the Ramban says, V'hizkir v'parsha hazo keves ha'omer v'kivsei atzeres ki biyadua shalo yinagu ela ba'aretz. You're only going to be makar of those once you get to Eretz Yisrael. Shehin ba'in big, and in Parsha Samoa, those we're talking about things that are already nohig in the Midbar. However, we mention them anyway. Why? Shehin ba'in biglal halechem, because they come on account of the lechem. And the lechem, the Ramban is saying, was already nohig. And then in the next, this is a couple lines later, v'hinei tam ha-parsha she'yaskel lispor b'tchilas k'tzir sa'urim v'yavir reishis k'tzir o'karma mincha l'shem v'yakrev alav korban. So you're going to bring an omer and together with its keves, v'yashli misparo b'tchilas k'tzir chitim, you're going to count for yasa omer, and then you'll have, then you'll harvest the new wheat, ka'aloz k'dish v'yito, v'yavi mimenu solos chitim mincha l'shem v'yavi korban alav, you'll have the shtei alechem together with its korban, u'lekach hizkir ha-korbano so'ila b'parsha, Kihim biglal hamenachos shehim ha'ikar bechag hazeh. It's hard, harder to say it more strongly. The Ramban is clearly saying that the shtei alechem is the ikar on Shavuos, and the kivsei atzeres come along, they accompany the shtei alechem, so much so that we're willing to talk about it in a parsha where you wouldn't have otherwise spoken about it. So this seems simple. The problem is when we come to the Gemara Menachos taf tesvav amad aleph. So we've seen that Gemara. The Gemara is talking about pigel. And the Mishnah says, "Hatoda mifagel esas halechem, v'alechem inu mifagel es hatoda." The toda is mifagel the lechem, but not vice versa. And the Mishnah says the same thing about shtei alechem and kivsei atzeres, that the shtei alechem are mifagel the kivsei atzeres are mifagel the lechem, but not vice versa. So the Gemara wonders why. My taima, ilim mishum d'rav kahana domar rav mishum d'rav kahana domar rav kahana min ayin alach mitoda shenikur utoda shenemar v'hikr v'azevach hatoda chalos. Maybe we should say this about specifically Toda and Lachmei Toda, because the Lachmei Toda are referred to as part of the Toda, but Ihachi Ebchanami. So then you should say the opposite, that if you're Mefagel the Lechem, it should also be Mefagel the Korban. So Halo Kasha, because Lechem Ikre Toda, but Toda lo Ikre Lechem, because that relationship goes only in one direction. But then what are we going to do with the Kivsei Atzeres? Elohadei Katani Akvasim Mefagel es Alechem, v'alechem inu Mefagel es Akvasim, Lechem Hicha Ashkechon de'ikrei Kvasim. You never find that the Lechem is called the Keves, so how could it be that if you're Mefagel the Kvasim, that affects the Lechem as well? Rather, Elohainu Taima, Lechem Gilal Toda, ve'in Toda Gilal de Lechem, Lechem Gilal de Kvasim, ve'in Kvasim Gilal de Lechem. So the Gemara Menachos Tesvav is very clear that the opposite is true. We said in the Gemara in Horios that you bring the Omer prior to the Keves and the Shtei Alechem prior to the Kivsei Atzeres. Why? Because the Zevach is Gilal de Mincha. But the Gemara Menachos Tesvav says the exact opposite. And this troubled many of the Achronim, including the Karen Ora, including the Sfas Emes. You look everywhere, you find this question. How do you resolve the tension between the Sugyos in Horios Daf Yud Gimel and Menachos Daf Tesvav? And this is one of those keys to kind of unlocking the mystery of the relationship between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem. So how do we resolve this issue? There are some who take maybe the less inspiring way out, which is to say it's a Machlokas HaSugyos. One Sugya is paskening like Rabbi Shimon, and the other like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in Horios is paskening like Rabbi Akiva, that the Lechem is the Iker, and that's why it says that the Lechem precedes the Zevach, and the Gemara in Menachos is paskening like Rabbi Shimon, that the Kvasim are the Iker. So remember a few minutes ago I said that some infer from Rabbi Shimon that since the Kvasim are Ma'akiv the Lechem, it must be that the Kvasim are the Iker. These are those Achronim, because they're saying that you see from Rabbi Shimon, since the Kvasim are Matir and they're Ma'akiv, it must be that they're the Iker, and that's how we read the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Tezvav. If you want some examples of who takes that approach, take a look at the Rashash, as well as the Nitziv. I don't have the Nitziv on the source sheet over here, but even the Rid, way before them, in source number 25, he says, V'yesh lomar, shestam masnisin Rabbi Shimon hi, v'lo Rabbi Akiva. So the Pisgei Arid says that the Mishnah, talking about Pigol, Menachos Daf Tezvav, must be talking within the position of Rabbi Shimon, and not within Rabbi Akiva. So if we have a Machlokas HaSugyos, so again, it's less inspiring in terms of how to resolve the tension, but there is a very important inference that we can make from it, which is that the way to read Rabbi Shimon on the Mishnah impacts whether the Keves is the Iker or the Lechem is the Iker. There are other ways, however, of resolving the tension between these two sugyos. One of them is a very interesting take of the Sfas Emes in source number 24. So the Sfas Emes writes as follows. Even according to Rabbi Akiva and the Rambam, mikol makom kishebau biyachad hakivasim matirin es halechem v'hein iker v'lechem gelal kivasim. says the Sfas Emes that essentially there are two tracks in the mitzvah of Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is what we might call the basic component. It's the elemental component of the korban. So if you have to choose one, that's the one you're going to choose. However, just because it's basic and elemental does not make it the focus of the korban, the center of the korban, when it's brought together with the Kivsei Atzeres. When you add the Kivsei Atzeres to the picture, then the Kivsei Atzeres all of a sudden become dominant. And that's how to resolve the two sugyos. They're all within Rabbi Akiva. They're all within the Rambam. The Gemara in Horios is talking about the basic element. The Gemara in Menachos, which says that the kvasim are ikar, that's talking about where you have the ideal, you bring the two together. The problem with this is that there's much evidence, as we'll see, in the Rambam, and even, you know, not even before the Rambam, just in the sugyos, in Menachos, that even when you have the two together, this doesn't seem to be correct. That the Shtei Alechem remains as the center of this korban that's accompanied by the Kivsei Atzeres. So it's an interesting take, and certainly a chiddush in how to resolve the tension, but it doesn't seem to cohere as well with the other evidence that we're going to see. So the way that I think another way to resolve the sugya, which is very sharp in terms of how to read the Gemaras, and also fits very well with what else we're going to see. Thank you to Avrami also for pointing this out, and thank you to Avrami for learning with me throughout the year and making many very important haros on this sugya. So in source number 25, the Rid has a second answer. He says like this: Inami yesh lomar gam Rabbi Akiva moda she'ataras halechem bekvasin hitlui. Everybody agrees that the matir of the lechem is the kvasim. That's mefurish. There's no question about it. V'hilkoch ha-kvasim ikar lefagel. V'hasam tay ma'achrina istay l'Rabbi Akiva. What the Rid is saying is that you have to understand the context of the sugya in Menachos Daf Tezvah. The context of the sugya is pigel. What is mefagel the other? Whenever we talk about pigel, we have to keep in mind the matir and the nitar and the relationship between the two. Everybody agrees that the Kivsei Atzeres are the matir to the Shtei Alechem, which are the nitar. So when you're looking at it from that vantage point, it's certainly the case that we would say that the matir is mefagel the nitar and not vice versa. But that doesn't imply anything about the conceptual relationship between the two, about which one is the center stage of the korban. No, it happens to be that the Kivsei Atzeres are the matir. So therefore, the kvasim are mefagel the lechem, not the opposite. That's all that the Gemara meant to say. And if that's the case, then we can maintain the possibility that the Shtei Alechem are the center of this korban, even when it's brought together with the kvasim. And if that's the case, so then what is incumbent upon us to do is really to try to explain what is the role of the Kivsei Atzeres if we have now defined the Shtei Alechem as the ikar, even when it comes together with the Kivsei Atzeres. So as a just because it's always good to have some foil, just to, you know, highlight a contrast or highlight the uniqueness of the approach that we're going to take. Although this is one of those sugyos where like it's kind of indisputable, like there isn't much of a foil here. But I will mention a couple. One Meir Makom, which is a Tosos Menachos Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. When we think about the Kivsei Atzeres and we see the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei, and we don't know that much about the Kivsei Atzeres. All that we know about is maybe Daf Tezvav and Daf Mem Hei, and that there's a Matir-Nitar relationship between the two. Again, we might be tempted to say that the whole role of the Kivsei Atzeres is to be Matir, the Shtei Alechem. We want to eat the Shtei Alechem. You're not bringing any of that chametz on the Mizbeach. The chametz is not going onto the Mizbeach. There is no komex. There is no chilek lagavoa. We need some way to be Matir this. The Torah set it up that you have a Zevach that's Matir the Mincha. The Tosos in Menachos has one line that stresses that approach. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis is talking about the psul lishma for Kivsei Atzeres, and we're going to return to this towards the end of the Chabura. The Gemara in 26 says as follows: Mem Ches Amid Beis, ki asa Rav Yitzchak tani Kivsei Atzeres shachtan shalokim mitzvasan pesul. Rav Yitzchak holds that if you shach the Kivsei Atzeres shalokim mitzvasan, they're pasul. What does it mean, shalo kimitzvasan? Rashi over there has two different interpretations. The first hezber is that it means shalo lishma. Very important line in Rashi. The second hezber is that it's not shalo lishma, but rather you didn't follow one of the dinim of the korban. You were supposed to bring a two-year-old animal, and instead you brought a one-year-old animal. So according to the approach that shalo lishma is what passes over here, So Tosos has an interesting question on that. Says Tosos in source number 28. Actually, you know what? Let's go to the second paragraph over there. Vitema. Minole detaima mishum hekesha. The Gemara says that the reason why shalo lishma apostles the kivsei atzeres according to Rabbi Yitzchak is because of a hekesh between the kivsei atzeres and chatas. And we know from the very beginning of the year that shalo lishma apostles a chatas. Just as apostles a chatas, so too apostles the kivsei atzeres. Asks Tosfos, v'tima minole detaima mishum hekesha. Why is it so partial to the Gemara that the basis for this psul is the hekesh between kivsei atzeres and chatas? Dilma hoil ubayim lahatir chadash b'mikdash velo hitiru. Maybe the reason why the Shtei Alechem are puzzled when they're shalol lishma is because they have one job. Their one job is to be matir. Over here, Tosos seems to be looking at it almost as if they're matir lechem, or they're matir menachos in the mikdash. Not only that they're matir the Shtei Alechem, that's the case for sure, but not just that, that they play a role as a matir of the same matir of the Shtei Alechem, that they allow you to bring menachos to the mikdash. So just as we saw at the very beginning of the Masechta, the Amai Tosef Rav Perakama, Rav suggested that maybe if you bring if you do a mitzvah shalol lishma and the minchas haomer, it should be possible. Why? Because bali lahatir velo hitir. The whole purpose of the omer is to be matir. If it doesn't play that purpose, there's just nothing to it. It's vacuous. So then, so too when it comes to the kivsei atzeres. The premise of Tosos' question is that the role of the matir really encapsulates the nature of the kivsei atzeres. Because if its role as a matir were just an additional feature of the kivsei atzeres, you would never ask this question. The whole point of Rav at the beginning of the Masechta is that the omer is a matir in its bones, right? That's how to characterize it. Since it's a matir, that's its role, that's its essence, that's its job. So therefore, if it doesn't fulfill its job, it's no good. Tosos is saying, why don't we look at the kivsei atzeres in the same way? So from that vantage point, what we seem to be looking at the kivsei atzeres as is just a plain old matir. But even Tosos themselves is not so comfortable with that answer, with that premise. So v'yesh lomar, de'im kein lichshov nami rav kivsei atzeres v'hacha nami lichshov minchas ha'omer v'ashem nazir u'mitzora. First of all, Tosos has a textual problem with that suggestion. It doesn't really answer the question, but it does point out that it doesn't fit textually. And then they say, Inami halechem hu amatir, ukevasim dematirin lechem lo ikru matir. Maybe we shouldn't look at the kvasim as matir bringing mincha to the mikdash. Only the Shtei Alechem does that, but not the kivsei atzeres. In which case, we wouldn't say that the whole role of the kivsei atzeres is to be matir. And then Tosos goes one step further. Inami, lechem nami lo mikri matir. Maybe even the Shtei Alechem themselves are not considered a matir. Kivan dekodem the Shtei Alechem im hevi kosher. Very important thing when it comes to the matir of Shtei Alechem. Again, that's not my topic for today, but the basic hakira when it comes to the matir of the Shtei Alechem is, do you view it exactly parallel to the matir of the Omer? That you cannot, it's matir in isur. You cannot do something until you have this matir. Or is it more that the Shtei Alechem is a bikurim, as the Torah calls it, and in its status as a bikurim, it needs to be the first. So if you bring something else before it, then it's not the first. That's what we mean when we say that it's matir, just that it has to be the first. It may be some integration between those two perspectives. Again, not my topic for today, but that line in the Tosos would be a very important line for that topic. Again, according to Tosos, the Tosos is backtracking from their premise that the Shtei Alechem is really just a matir. In which case, Hadran Kusha L'Duchta, which is what is the role of the Kivsei Atzeres if it cannot be encapsulated entirely by the feature of its being a matir? Everybody with me so far? Yeah? Okay. Yeah? Okay, good. Okay. Good. So here's where I want to get to my suggestion. Which I think is very compelling. And as I said before, this is not really one of those sugyos where you have much of a foil. I think it's very, very compelling that this is the case. So I think that the kivsei atzeres are a unique korban. It's clearly not just a matir. I think they play a role as a unique korban. And I want to try to delve into, I want to try to explore in what way it is unique. And the way that we're going to do that is by showing, number one, that it is unique. And the way, so I'm going to do that as follows. The Kivsei Atzeres are, of course, a Shalmi Tzibor. Shlomim brought by the Tzibor. However, saying a Shlomim brought by the Tzibor is really not doing justice to what the phrase, quote-unquote, Shalmi Tzibor means. Shalmi Tzibor, I'm going to show, is a Chalos Bifnei Atzma. It's not that you have a Korban Shlomim, and you have one type of Shlomim that's a Shalmei Yachid, and another that's a Shalmei Tzibor. It's that you have a Shalmei Yachid, and you have Kivsei Atzeres, which are a case of a Shlomim brought by a Tzibor. But it's not just the Yachid turning into the Tzibor. It takes on, it totally transcends the status of just plain old Shlomim. That's going to be the first thing I'm going to show. And by showing that, we're going to prove that the Kivsei Atzeres is really a unique Korban. It cannot be reduced to just the category of Shlomim. That's going to be point number one. Point number two, I'm going to show that once it's unique, we also are going to view the Kivsei Atzeres as integrated together with the Shtei Halechem, which is going to be very different from the Korban Todah, and I'm going to prove that as well. So there's going to be 2 points. Number one, that the Kivsei Atzeres are unique. Number two, that they're integrated together with the Shtei Halechem. And then the question is going to become, well, if it's unique and integrated, then what does that imply about its role in the Hakrava of the Shtei Halechem and the Kivsei Atzeres? So let's get going on that. How can we prove that the Kivsei Atzeres really transcend just the status of Shlomim? So the Gemara does it for us. You don't need me. Take a look at page number 4. Source, no, we're going a little out of order here, I apologize. Source number 32. So the Gemara has a question. So there's a whole sugya in Menachos about when you do Shchita or when you do Tnufa, and how that connects the Shtei Halechem together with the Kivsei Atzeres, such that if one were to become pasul, you wouldn't be able to bring the other. So v'isaka daita shchita usazika, kivan dehuskeku zeh lezeh b'shchita ifsalei lechem. If you tell me that once you say shchita usazika, and that if the lechem becomes pasul once you lose the zevach, so then ti pasal nami toda. The same thing should be true about toda. Because again, the Shchitas HaTodah is what's Mekadesh the Lachmei Todah. So why don't we say the same thing? Why are you allowed to bring the Todah if the Lechem becomes Pasul? So answers the Gemara, Shaymi Todah, Dirachmana Kari Shlomim. Ma Shlomim Kreivim Below Lechem, Af Todah Kreiva Below Lechem. So the Gemara says the reason why when you have a Korban Todah, and you Shech the Todah, and then the Lachmei Todah become Pasul, nonetheless you can bring the Zevach, is because the Todah also has a status of Shlomim. Masha Inkin, when it comes to the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Halechem, if you shech the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shtei Halechem become Pasul, you can no longer bring the Kivsei Atzeres. So now asks everyone, hold on, the Kivsei Atzeres are also a Shlomim, aren't they? Why does the Gemara say, Todah Rachmana Karye Shlomim? Shouldn't we say the exact same thing about the Kivsei Atzeres? And the Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Zayin Mebeis, has the exact same line. It's talking about Ba Minei Rav Yirmi Amir Rav Zira. This is in source 33. Kivsei Atzeres Shachtan Lishman V'Avad Halechem Mahu Sheyizrog Daman Shalol Lishman. Can you still be Zorik the Dam Shalol Lishman Lahatir Basar V'Achiv? You don't have the Lechem. You already shechted Lishma. Can you go ahead with the rest of the process? So the Gemara says you can do that with a Todah, but you can't do it with a Kivsei Atzeres. Why? Because Shaini Todah, the Rachmana Kar Yishlam. So the question is, I don't understand. The Kivsei Atzeres are also Yishlamim. So let's jump to Tosfos first. Tosfos says, the Rachmana Kar Yishlamim. Actually, you know, let's go to Rashi. 34. Rashi says, Rachmana Kar Yishlamim. Todas shlamav. That's the way the Torah describes a Todah. Todas shlamav. Mashma da afapi shahaisa Todah bish'as lachma, even when it was together with its lechem, choseres lihi yoshlamim below lechem. Without the lechem, it reverts back to its more basic status, namely it's a shlamim, and you can offer it as a shlamim without the lechem. Aval kivsei atzeres im lachma, either karoi shlamim or lo karoi shlamim. If you take a look in the fancy gemaras, they quote on the side, two different kirsos over there. I think they're both trying to say the exact same thing, which is that either kivsei atzeres are called the shlamim only when it comes together with its lechem, meaning without its lechem, it's nothing. Or Kisei Atzeres is not called a shlamim when it comes together with its lechem, because it's no longer just a shlamim. It's a chalos bifnei atzmo. It's Kisei Atzeres. And Tosos also bears out this point. Tosos says in source number 35, Afal gav v'kivsei atzeres nami ikru shlomim lo dan. She'arei heim kodshei kodshim v'lo yalfinon mikodshim kalim. Now that could be a more generic stance, that we don't derive kodshei kodshim from kodshim kalim, but the very distinction itself, that shamei tzibor are kodshei kodshim, is supremely important. You don't have any other example of shlomim that is kodshei kodshim. Kivsei Atzeres are the sole example of Kodshei Kodshim. In fact, I'm going to mention at the end of the Chavura, we have other Shalmei Tzibors that were brought in our history, like in the Miluim, but they too were Kodshim Kalim. Kivsei Atzeres is the only example of a Shlamim that's Kodshei Kodshim. What does that say? Nentoso says, another very important line, Inami lo yalfinon Shalmei Tzibor mi Shalmei Yachid. Maybe we can't derive a Shalmei Tzibor from Shalmei Yachid. Again, is that a Xeris HaKasuv, you know, drasha type of idea? Or is what underlies Tosos's line that the Shalmei Tzibor really constitute a fundamentally different category from Shalmei Yachid? It's not that you have Shlamim that's broken down into two different parties. You have Shalmei Yachid and then Shalmei Tzibor, which is a totally different type of korban. Yeah.
What's also interesting in Tosos, which he doesn't spell out like Rashi does, is that the case on which they're commenting is bringing the Kivsei Atzeres without the
lechem.
So, and on some level, and Rashi does address that. So, on some level, you wonder if the status of the Kivsei Atzeres as a Shalmei Tzibor, as Kodshei Kodshim, has to do with
the fact that it's with its lechem. Yes. Okay. Beautiful.
Because it closes like implying that, but they don't address that.
Yes. So I'm going to come back to that point when I talk about Kivsei Atzeres that are brought without lechem. We have certain examples in the Gemara. For the Gemara Memches says that what happens if you bring Kivsei Atzeres lifnei zmano or la'achar zmano, before Shavuos, what's the status of that korban?
Right.
So that would be an example where you have Kivsei Atzeres without lechem. I want to talk about that, and what I'm going to suggest myself is that when you have the Kivsei Atzeres without the lechem, that's what we call almost, it's not something that you can initiate, right? It's only a bidi-eved category, but bidi-eved, the way that we perceive that korban, is as like a nidvas shalmei tzibor. Right. That is basically just the tzibor type of a shalmei yachid.
Right.
But Kivsei Atzeres, when it comes together with its lechem, that I think has a transcendent status that cannot be reduced to tzibor instead of yachid.
Sure.
Yeah.
This might make no sense. Is it possible to read Rashi also meaning the lechem integrates to give it shlomim status?
That's what he says.
So one of the achronim reads it that way. And I think what he has in mind is that without the lechem, it's just nothing. It's only called a shlomim when it has its lechem.
But as if in the saying, it transcends not just it's definitely just a shlomim, aside from being a shalmei tzibor.
Right. But I think because the fact on the ground is that without that status, it's nothing, I think it's essentially saying the same thing in other words. Like, he's using the word shlamim, but it's kiilu code word for kivsei atzeres. But because of the background, that without it, you have nothing. Okay, so I think that's a pretty good proof that the shalmei tzibor, the kivsei atzeres of the shalmei tzibor, really transcend constitute a transcendent category.
So Noah's point is important in terms of like teasing out a different nuance within your like bigger mahalach.
Yeah.
So like conceptually,
how much you view it as a shlamim, you're saying?
Conceptually, you're going to look at the package differently if you say it's like a unique shalmei tzibor, which is the way you're formulating it, mm-hmm. or if you say that without each other or without the lechem, it's not doesn't even have the definition of a korban. So meaning the effect is the same in that it's singular, but in terms of if you have like an A and a B, mm-hmm. as opposed to a one and a two, like it would be significant to focus on Rashi saying it's not even a shlamim,
right?
Without the lechem,
right? The problem is that the pushback is that everybody at some point is going to have to agree that you have a shlamim when it's brought on its own. Like unless you pass in that the Shalol Lishma Gemara. But if you don't pass in the Shalol Lishma Gemara, and you have explicit Gemaras that if you bring Kivsei Atzeres Kodem Zmano or Achar Zmano, it's the Basar's kosher.
But is it Shlomit?
So that's the question. What is it? That's the question.
That's the lechem makes it into this shlomim.
So let me ask you, right? If you don't have the lechem, right? So what? And so if you're telling me that the lechem makes it into the shlomim, but without the lechem, you'll agree that it's still kosher. So what is it?
The category that you're laying out is a shalmei tzibur that you're saying is different than just the opposite of a shalmei yofid. I'm just saying that category might just not exist without the lechem. What is it? Generic, not shalmei tzibur.
Yeah, I just struggle with what it is then. That's why I'm filling in. That's why I'm assuming. Yeah, but your point is well taken. That
that's fine. But then
the two opposite.
And it just said you prefer the gears to really, you know, like low it group the low rather than the bad.
I just right.
The two. Or I'm also, saying I think they're both saying the same thing. But.
We're also agreeing with you. We're just saying that like the name would be different, but the pushback is also right. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. No, it's a good point. It's definitely well taken.
We like your sauce so much.
Okay, so the next point I wanted to prove was that once we have this unique Shalmei Tzibur, this Kivsei Atzeres, quote unquote, this unique Chalos B'Pnei Atzmo, so what is exactly is its relationship with the Shtei Alechem? We're going to prove now that we really have one integrated, incorporated, Guf Echad. So I remember Yoni just left. Okay, I think Yoni talked about this with the Lechem Apanim and the Bazikin, no? All the way at the beginning of the year? Okay. We'll wait for him to come back to defend himself. Okay. So it's not even a defense.
Yoni Olsen.
What?
Yoni Olsen.
Yoni Olsen. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's get to the integration. So take a look at source number 36. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis is talking about the principle of Kol Shehu Mimenu Li'ishin. Tanu Rabban. Minayin lemale basar mibisar chatas umibisar oshem sar kachim yakachim kachim kalim umimosar omer umimosar shtei alechem underline umilechem apanim sharmenachos shuvelos ase tamalomar kichos or v'chol devash lo saktir umimenu isha lashem kol shehu mimenu liishim wherever you have some portion of a korban that's brought to the mizbeach harehu bibal taktir you cannot bring the other parts of the korban on the mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, Ushtei alechem b'lechem apanim, yesh mehen liyishim. Ushtei alechem doesn't go on the Mizbeach. V'atanu yotzu ushtei alechem b'lechem apanim, she'in mehen liyishim. You don't bring the ushtei alechem on the Mizbeach, you don't burn it. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Shishas, ein mi gufo liyishim. You don't bring its guf. Ein mi gufo liyishim. What does that mean? So Rashi fills in, 37, kol shem mimenu liyishim, kol sha'ala kvar mimenu lemizbeach mibisar korbanos kvar alu chila v'kleus u'mina menachos kvar ala komets u'mishtei alechem kvar alu chel ve'kivsei atzeres haba'i nimahen u'chiguf andamu u'milechem apanim bazike levon. Yoni, earlier you were making the argument earlier in the year about the lechem apanim and the bazike levon being kiguf echad, right? Okay, you quote this Rashi? And nun zayin amud beis? You quote that?
I did quote this.
Amazing. Okay. Oh, it's a Ma'agal Echozer. Okay. So so Rashi says the same thing about Shtei Alechem and Kivsei Atzeres. I think that's very important because what the Gemara is trying to say is that we view Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem as one unit, so much so that although you don't put the goof of the Lechem on the Mizbeach, it is considered Mimenu Li'ishim. The Gemara does this again on the next Amud, source number 530, page number 5, source number 38. Menachos Nun Ches Med Aleph, talking about the possibility of being being menadei v'shtei alechem, u'shtei alechem lo yikarvu nedava v'atanya ne'emar kol sa'or lama ne'emar kol devash ne'emar kol devash lama ne'emar kol sa'or mipnei shiyash b'sa'or masha'in b'devash v'yash b'devash masha'in b'sa'or. Okay, let's skip down for a little bit for time purposes. So hutzrach lomar, third line, kol sa'or v'hutzrach lomar kol devash sa'or dehutar miklalu b'mikdash mai nihu. What's the case of Hutar Miklolo of Saor? Lav Shtei Alechem de Karvin Edava? Amarav Amram Lo Li Karev Imahem. So we're not talking about a case of a Shtei Alechem that you bring as an Edava, but rather the case of Saor that's Hutar Miklolo. A case where we have an exception of bringing Chametz in the Mikdash is Shtei Alechem. How? Because it's brought imahem. What's imahem? With what? Says Rashi, Ashnei kivsei atzeres ka'omar, dekrivim im shtei alechem, v'hainu hutru mechlal b'mikdash likarev imahem. What it means is that it says if you brought the shtei alechem on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's an exception to the rule because you brought the kivsei atzeres on the Mizbeach. So again, we're looking at the shtei alechem and the kivsei atzeres as a guf echad. This approach is very helpful with solving a question of the tour on the Ramban. Source number 40, the Ramban ala Torah, Va'ani tama keshahutzi akasov bilav asor korban reishis takrivu. When the Torah singles out the korban of shtei halechem as an exception to the rule of chametz in the mikdash, lama lo amar gamkein v'korban toda. Why didn't the Ramban? Asks the Ramban, why didn't the Torah also include toda? But then he says, "V'zo ino she'ila ki akasov amar ve'el hamizbeach lo yalu l'reach michoach v'lechem hatoda ein mimenu lamizbeach klum she'ino el aton tnufa." So the Ramban says, when it comes to the lachmi toda, that's not considered mimenu lamizbeach. So asks the tour, I don't understand. It's in source number 41. I don't understand. Shouldn't you say the same thing about the shtei alechem? You also don't bring the shtei alechem on the mizbeach. So Ramban, why are you so confident that the shtei alechem is considered mimenu lamizbeach, lach metoda or not? In practice, it seems like we treat them exactly the same way. Asks the Torah, umash shetirets lefi she'in milechem toda l'reach mikoach, einu tirutz, sheharei mishtei alechem ein mehem lamizbeach, ela choshev luhu reach mikoach b'shvil akvasim shimohem, v'chein betoda hazevach imah. And the Torah gives his own answer. He says that the Torah was only talking about Korban Oschova, not a Korban Nedava. Topic Bifnei Atzmo, about how you look at Korban Toda, whether you look at it like a Chova or like a Nedava. But how are we going to answer the Ramban? Well, the answer becomes very clear in light of the Gemaras that we just saw. Again, the Torah's question on the Ramban is, what's the difference between Toda and Kivsei Atzeres? The Lachmei Toda don't go on the Mizbeach, and the Shtei Alechem don't go on the Mizbeach. So why are you considering it more as if the Shtei Alechem go on the Mizbeach, and the Lachmei Toda don't? Well, the answer is, the Gemara is on Nun Zayin and Nun Ches. We look at the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem as a Guf Echad. We don't look at the Shalmei Toda and Lachmei Toda as a Guf Echad. And that would explain why the Ramban distinguishes between the two. Thank you to Avrami again for source number 42, where there's a shita on Memhei Midbeis. The Gemara is going through the different mekoros for Rabbi Akiva and for Rabbi Shimon as to which one of the Kivsei Atzeres or the Shtei Alechem is Ma'akiv the other. And at one point, the Gemara says it depends on how you read the pasuk Yihiyu. Whichever one that's referring to, that's going to be the one that's Ma'akiv. So Rabbi Akiva says it's referring to the Lechem. Rabbi Shimon says it's referring to the Kivsei Atzeres. The sheet over there in source number 42 points out that really have Gemaras that prove that the word Yihiyu is referring to both. So the sheet says, oh yeah, everybody knew that. It's just like Rabbi Akiva saying it's referring more so to the Lechem, and Rabbi Shimon saying it refers more so to the Kvasim. Again, that's a nice portrait of how we look at the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem all in one light. It's all one korban. The word Yihiyu is talking about both. Maybe it's emphasized in one, maybe emphasizes one element more than the other, but you can't split between the two. So now we've proven that the Kivsei Atzeres have a transcendent status. We've proven that the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem are to be perceived as a Guf Echad. What exactly then are the Kivsei Atzeres doing with the Shtei Alechem in that one unit? I think the key to this question is the sugya of Tenufas HaKorban, the Gemara Daf Samach Beis Omed Aleph in Menachos. So go backwards now to page 3, source number 29. Very key Gemara. Probably said that like 10 times today. The Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Beis Omed Aleph says in source number 29 like this: Shtei Alechem u'shnei Kivsei Atzeres. So you're going to weave the two together. Tanu Rava. V'heinif ha-kohen osam al-lechem ha-vikur. Yochol yaniach kvasim agabe al-lechem. Maybe you should say, put the kvasim on top. Tamalomar al-shnei kvasim. I al-shnei kvasim yochol lechem agabe kvasim. Maybe you should say the opposite. Tamalomar al-lechem ha-vikur. Nishtak el-akasuf. I don't know which one to do. V'ini yodeh al-lechem agabe kvasim v'in kvasim agabe lechem. So ma matzinu b'chol makom lechem l'mala. Afkan lechem l'mala. So according to this first opinion, we're going to put the lechem on top. Omer af papa, lechem lamala hecha, omer af papa bimiluin. I think that's also an important line. I'll just say it right now because we're reading through this Gemara. There's an amazing Shita Mikubetzes over there. Shita Mikubetzes says, well, hold on. I have other korbanos where I wave the zevach and the mincha together. Toda, Shalmei Nazir. Why did he single out the miluin? I think that's key. Because we're looking at the Shalmei Tzibor of the Kivsei Atzeres as more parallel to the Shalmei Tzibor that was brought, Bishas HaMiluin, then we are comparing it to the Toda and the Shalmei Nazir. And that's why we specifically want to pick out the miluin. And I'll explain more about that later on. Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam Omer, Kvasim Lamal. Umani Mekayim Ashnei Kvasim Lahotzi Shiva. So far we have two opinions in the Gemara. How do you wave the two? Either the lechem goes on top or the kvasim goes on top. Goes without saying that the imagery of how you wave the kvasim and the lechem may suggest how you look at the relationship between the two. If the lechem are on top, maybe you would look at that as the ikur. If the kvasim are on top, maybe you look at that as the ikur, or maybe you chalk it up to some other criterion with how you decide how to do the tenufa. The next opinion in the Gemara, I think, is incredibly telling. Chanino ben Chachinoi Omer, meiniach shtei halechem bein yarchuseihem shal kivasim umeinif. You place the lechem in between the legs of the kvasim. V'nimtzo mekayim, shnei mikros halalu. Lechem algabe kvasim, ukvasim algabe lechem. You have both. So then the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe, lefnei melech vasar v'dam, ein osin kein, lefnei melech malachem lachem akadosh baruch osin kein. It's inappropriate. It's not becoming of the way to do the avoda, to have the leg sticking out, hugging the lechem. Ela miniach ze bitzad ze umeinif. You put them one next to the other. How does the Rambam paskin? Like that third opinion. Also important. Important note. That the Rambam paskins ze bitzad ze umeinif. What exactly is the implication of ze bitzad ze? Or shtei halechem bein yarchu sehen shel kivasim. So I think the idea is that the Kivsei Atzeres, this transcendent category of Shalmei Tzibor, of Chalos Bifnei Atzmo, of Kivsei Atzeres, is intended to be the ideal framework for the Iker, which is the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is what the Torah tells us accounts for the added Kedusha Sayom of Shavuos. It is the Korban of Shavuos. But that Korban comes with another unique element. It doesn't come Bifnei Atzmo. It comes surrounded by the framework of the Kivsei Atzeres. That's the imagery of the Shtei Alechem in between the legs of the Kivsei Atzeres, which the Rambam fundamentally paskins like. We don't do it for pragmatic reasons. But you put one next to the other. Not because they're equal components, but because what you're trying to show is that when you take these two together and you fuse them, you have this new chalos of Kivsei Atzeres plus Shtei Alechem, which is like this ideal korban that is brought on Shavuos. So this accounts for a whole slew of nafkamina in how we view the Kivsei Atzeres, some of the dinim of Kivsei Atzeres. So first of all, while we're on that Gemara of Tenufa, let's talk about the tenufa for the Kivsei Atzeres and how much it's like other shlom. So there is a piece of the Brisker Rav. I don't have this on the Meir Mekomos, so I'm going to say it outside, but I do have the Rambams. So take a look in source number 31. The Rambam says, this is in Maisa Korbanos Tes Gimel. Asiyas kol shlomim kimitzvasa mitzvah sesei vehin arbaas minu. You have four different types. Ha'echad shalmei tzibur v'ashlosh ha'shalmei yachin. One Shalmei Tzibor, three Shalmei Yachid. Now, remember what I was saying before when we were going through the Rachmana Kari Shlomim Gemaras? That Kivsei Atzeres cannot be reduced to just the Tzibor type of Shlomim. I think that fits very nicely with how the Brisker Rav is going to read this Rambam. So I'll bring that full circle. So the Rambam says, what do you do with all these? The Chetzad Maisa Shalmei Tzibor. So you shecht it, you're Zorik the Dam, you're Motzi the Emurim. And he doesn't mention anything, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Tenufa. Doesn't say that you wave anything when you bring a Shalmei Tzibor. And then he says, Shalmei Yachid, Shlosha Minim, so three different types, V'chitz and ma'isa shloshtan, and he tells you, your shochet, your zorek, mafshet, motzi, and then eventually, nosin ha'imurin im ha'chaza ve'ashok al yedei abaylim, v'koin miniach yadu tachas yedei abaylim, u'minif hakol lifnei Hashem b'mizrach. The Rambam says when you have a shalmei yachid, you do a tnufa with the chaz of a shok and with the imuri. So the Brisker Rav in this piece, and thank you to Rebbe for pointing it out to me, Brisker Rav in a piece in Maisa Korbanos, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, so he asks a question on the Rambam, which is why does the Rambam mention tnufas chaz of a shok for the shalmei yachid, but not for the shalmei tzibur? It doesn't align with the Mefurish Gemara that the Rambam himself paskins. The Gemara Menachos Taf Samach Beizam and Aleph has a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim how the tenufa of the Kibsei Atzeres worked. And the Rambam says that what they're talking about is how they were mainif the Kibsei Atzeres la'achar shchita. So they shechted the Kibsei Atzeres and then they want to be mainif. Rebbe says you were mainif the entire korban together with the Shtei Alechem. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim who say you remain if only the chaz of the shok together with the lechem. Beinkach ubeinkach, everybody agrees that there was a tnufa with the shalmei tzibur, the kibsei atzeres. And the Rambam here is talking about not only the shalmei yachid, but also the shalmei tzibur. So asks the Brisker Rav, why is it that the Rambam doesn't mention the tnufa of the shalmei tzibur? So the Brisker Rav in that piece essentially proves that according to the Rambam, the tnufas chaz of the shok of the kivsei atzeres is not just the tzibur instantiation of the tnufas chaz of the shok of the shalmei yachid. If it were, then he would have mentioned it. He doesn't mention it because when you are main if the chaz of the shok of the kivsei atzeres, that's a din in kivsei atzeres. What's the nafka mina? And this is why I made that point earlier that it connects to what I was saying. What's the nafka mina? Says the Brisker Rav, Josh, in the case where you bring the Kibsei Atzeres without Lechem, and now it falls back to the status of just a Nidvas Shalmei Tzibur, says the Brisker Rav, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't even do a Tnufa. No Tnufa. And that's what the Rambam is talking about in these halachos. When he says there's four types of Shlomim, one is a Shalmei Tzibur, three is a Shalmei Yachid, he's saying that from the perspective of the tzibur type of shlomim, there is no tnufa. And that's why he doesn't mention the tnufa. And in addition, there's no tnufa, there's nothing to do with the imurim. That's why the Rambam doesn't talk about the imurim. The only tnufa on the tzibur level is when you have the catapulted status of kivsei atzeres. If you have the more basic status of just the tzibur-esque shlomim, there is no tnufa. That's how the Brisker Rav reads this Rambam.
So what's the shalmei tzibur?
So what he's saying is that it's talking about the nidvas shalmei tzibur. And he's not, because again, he's
what's
not talking about
it,
if you bring the kivsei atzeres before or after shavuos.
Oh, like a failed case.
And he doesn't care about the hechitinsus. He doesn't care because he doesn't care about the hechitinsus. What he cares about is the category. So he's saying, I'm going to outline for you the basic categories of shlom. Kivsei atzeres, that doesn't even belong in Hilchos Ma'aseh Korbanos. That belongs in Tefillin U'Musaf.
I just don't know enough. I feel like whenever we say shalmei tzibur, it's always...
Well, again, that's why it's in Tefillin U'Musaf.
Because of the Kedushas Hayom part.
Right.
Which I think he has a line in there in that piece.
Okay. Yeah, obviously.
Again, it's
just Rabbi, I just didn't see it.
But that
could be honest.
That's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with shlomo.
Right.
Well, it's really geschmack. It's just like, I don't know enough to say this definitively, but whenever we see shalmei tzibur.
That's what you think of.
It's not even me. I think Rashi closes it. They always say, oh, shalmei tzibur,
Fomar. Yeah. There's a Rashi in Pesachim. There are comments on shalmei tzibur. What's the shalmei tzibur? It has to be the kibsei atzeres.
Right.
There is no other shalmei tzibur.
I'm just saying, it's like it's geschmack. I like it very much. I'm saying, how could the Rambam? It seems strange that the Rambam would.
We're talking about
value at all that he says there's shalmei tzibur, then there's four shalmei yachid, and that shalmei tzibur is not. He does explain it.
What you're saying, but you realize that you're asking more of a hechitinsa type of question, right?
Because I'm asking.
You would be the opposite.
I'm not the opposite way. I want to know what the Rambam meant. What the Rambam saying? That's what I'm interested in. And it's hard to read Rambam the way that the Briskerov is reading it. Is that my wrong?
Well, if you believe that there is such a category of like just the tzibur form of shlamim,
it's not a primary category.
Correct, right? It's like a very very outstanding category. Okay, so let's phrase your question that way, right? Meaning, given that it's an outstanding category, it's an exceptional category. Why would the Rambam put it like so upfront in describing like the different categories of shlamim? That's essentially what you're asking. He's saying that if the Shamit Tzibur case in the Rambam here, according to the Brisker Rav, it's really just like a Bidyevet case.
Right.
So why would the Rambam...
Because it still obtains, it still could have said that this is the only Shamit Tzibur, and therefore it's all or nothing. If either this is Egypt's Kataris, Kinsatzeris of Shavuos, of whatever, or connected to Shtelach, or that it doesn't exist at all. So there's still evidence to say, maybe causally, because the Kivsat Saras, you know, needs this category or creates this category of Shalmei Tzibur, that there still is such a thing. And once there is such a thing, that's under the rubric of Shlamim, so then the question is, you know, does it have to be? You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
As opposed to, you know, maybe it wouldn't have existed at all. It's, you know, either the only time we ever have comes from Kadosh and Sibur,
right,
or whatever, even in this context. So it could still be a mess. If it wasn't for everything that you're trying to say about what's unique about this, about, you know, Shtelach and Kisat Saras, etc., so maybe there wouldn't have been a Kadosh Kadosh or Shalmei Sibur, you know, concept of Shlamim at all. Because that's part of this whole story, mm-hmm. that you could even have that, mm-hmm. given what normal shlamim is, etc., and that's like unique to this combination. However, you know, since you do have it for that reason, that kind of was either built, implied, or created. You know, the building blocks. You know, you have to have something called the Kalos Shomei Tzibur Kamsha Kadasha for it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the question is, like, what's its status, you know, vis-a-vis certain?
Okay. Even though there's never a Lechatchila application of...
Right, no, it's...
But you need that category in order to then build on it.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if this makes any sense, but so feel free to... The Rambam, it's possible it's also going to the Rambam here. The Rambam, when he adds in the lechem to the Torah, so it just goes in as like, and when there's lechem involved, so then Snoof is a little bit different. Part was going on that by the Kivse et Saras, the Snoof with the lechem is a whole different thing. I mean, once you add in the lechem to the Kivse et Saras, it's not just like a added element to the Snoof, it becomes a whole different Snoof, and he couldn't include it with the Snoof or everything else. And the addition of lechem completely transformed the Snoof for the Kivse et Saras. The Rambam tells you, this is how you do tenufa. When you have lechem, the toda, slightly different. Maybe for the Rambam, the kivsa says when you add in the lechem, it's a whole different tenufa. Like you were discussing with the... Having them side by side is not just like the technical way of doing it. Representative of the relationship.
So right.
You
so you
get everything else.
Because fundamentally, it's just a different... it's a different category.
Which is more the emphasis on the integration of the lechem into the...
I mean, more about what it says about the Kivsei Atzeres in its lechatchila state, but that's why he doesn't want to mention it.
Yeah,
the only problem is that... But is he talking... What's he talking about here? Right? Is he talking about the Kivsei Atzeres, or is he talking about this like kind of like backup or, you know, precursor to the Kivsei Atzeres of the Shani Tzibor?
I think you're just, from the Briskerov, you're highlighting this, again, your category of Shalmei Tzibur. I'm just wondering if it's, maybe the Rambam just thinks the integration of the lechem into the Kivsei Atzeres.
He's not thinking about lechem in 31.
He just throws in all the way at the end, if you have a toda, so this is how you're mainly for lechem.
Yeah, the relation, the Kivsei Atzeres for lechem is a whole different thing.
A whole different thing.
Yeah,
it's neutral.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't belong.
He has a whole other put where it's
negative. Yeah. Exactly.
And it's not
so
about
you. So you wouldn't speak about the tufa until you got to it.
It didn't lechem.
That was smithed.
Yeah, and therefore, it's not less about the Shami Tzibur, more about the integration of the lechem.
Right. I definitely like that ha'ara also. He's talking about the Shami Tzibur. He mentions all of the overlapping parts, meaning the parts of the Kivsei Atzeres that are exactly the same as other korbanos. He's going to leave out the parts that are unique.
He says it's Shami Tzibur, but it's Kivsei. It's much, but there is. regardless of the relationship between the more fundamental category and the actual Kibseh Atzeres, it doesn't mean that there is a more fundamental category. Whether or not how it's created, it seems there's definitely a category.
I think it could just be the Lechem contributing to it more.
I think that these two ideas are actually
correct.
Like, it's missing the same part from two different sides. Vimei, the Lechem, the din of the Kufa comes from Lechem, and therefore it doesn't...
create a new category.
Right, therefore it doesn't relate to the category.
So I'll show you another quote of the Brisker Rav that essentially says this point, okay? So that I found in Minchas Avraham. I don't know if he was referencing this piece in the Chibur, or whether it was a different Mipia Shmua type of thing. But he says this in order to contrast the tenufa of the Kivsei Atzeres with the tenufa of Todi, which would be your point, right? So take a look at, this is source number 44. I copied it from the Minchas Avraham. So page 5, source number 44. Umaron agrez bier bezeh, d'chalo din tenufa shal alechem imakvasim, din tenufa shal alechem imakvasim, shal kveinu and shal toda. Sorry, just to back up. The question is that if the Rambam, as we saw, the Rambam paskins that you do the tenufa of the Toda together with its lechem. You don't do two separate ones. You do them together. So the question is, why wouldn't they then have the same relationship as the tenufa of the Kibsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem? Why wouldn't you say tenufa osazika? Again, to back up, there's a question in the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin, whether Shchita Osazika or Tenufa also Osazika. The Rambam happens to pass in Tenufa Osazika. The Ravid takes on the Rambam there. The Rambam passes Tenufa Osazika. The question was that once the Rambam is saying that your Mainif, the Toda with its Lechem, the same way that your Mainif, the Kibsei Atzeres with its Lechem, why don't you say Tenufa Osazika for the Toda? So the
Minchas Avraham... The Rambam only says that by Shalechem.
Tenufa Osazika. Yeah, no question. Yeah. So the Brisker Rav says exactly your Mahalach Noah. So Umaran Agriz Bir Bizad, the Khalo Din Trufa Shalalachem Imakvasim, Din Trufa Shalalachem Imachaz of a Shok, Nimun Shatoda, Dikivasim Ushtayalachem, Hadin Hu, Ditsarech Lasos, Tenufa Shalalachem, Biyachad Imakvasim, Dechain Hu Mitzvasan, Shayunfu Imakvasim. There is one din of Tenufa to be main if the unit. As we saw before, they're integrated, so there's one din of Tenufa. So when you do that maisa, that can create a chalos of zika. Ostensibly, it looks the same, but what's happening, you know, behind the curtain is totally different. When you're main if the toda with its lechem, you're doing two different tenufas in one maisa. That's not going to create a zika. So that's exactly, and they go together. Meaning, no matter how you read that Rambam in Tes Gimel, these two pieces of the Brisker Rav certainly go together.
And it's the same point you're making. If the lechem was
with it's emphasizing the Kivsei Atzeres part instead of the Shalmei Tzibur part. Yeah. Okay. One more nafkamina before we get to some of the broader sugyas that are affected by this, which is the Heter HaLechem. This was very interesting also. A very short, pithy question, but I think also very telling, which is when does the Lechem become Muter Be'achil? So you would have thought that it has the same din as the Lachmei Toda. Once you're Zorik the Dam of the Shalmei Toda, the Lachmei Toda become Muter Be'achil. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid in source number 46 says that about Toda, and he says that the same thing should apply to the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem. Where have we found otherwise? However, Rav Meir Simcha, source number 47, or Sameach, infers from the Rambam in Tmidun Musaf in Ches Yod Aleph, must be on here somewhere. No, I see the Or Sameach, but that Rambam? Here, I have my Rambam with me anyway. So he says, Ches Yod Aleph. Okay, so he says, V'achar kach mafir imure shnei akvasim, ushar habasar nechol akohanim. So the Or Sameach infers from that line in the Rambam that the shtei alechem is motir be'achila only after the haktaras imurin of the kvasim. And again, that would be exactly along the lines of what we were saying with the Ramban and with the Gemaras on Nun Zayin and Nun Ches, that we view this as a guf echad, and just like any other korban, you have a heter achila after the haktaras imurin, so too with the shtei alechem. Masha Inkin, when it comes to the Torah told you to bring two things together. But the Iker is the Kivsa, is the Shami Todah. So you're not going to say that the Haktaras Imurin of the Shami Todah are what's Matir, the Lachmi Todah. Yeah.
Which means most of the point, it's like, meaning it's usher to eat from the Shtayalat in the same way it's usher to eat before Haktaras Imurin, regular Korban? Or,
right,
or should we get that out?
Before Haktar. But I didn't catch. Again?
Is the Haktaras Imurin in Shealatan,
yeah,
more indispensable than Haktaras Imurin in a regular Zevach?
Oh, I thought he was saying the same thing as a regular Zevach.
Because it's
meaning that
utter,
if you are.
More.
But, well, he's.
Because there's no Zrika. In other words, I'm just wondering a little bit. Because if what's Matir the Lechem, like what would Zrika Shadam of the Kfasim do to the Lechem?
Well, what if there were no Imurin in the Kipsayat, what if you lost the Ingram of the Kipsayat Tax?
No, Avada you can't eat until. Oh, yeah, same question. Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm asking.
So I was thinking that it's the same thing as for other Korbanos, where the Ingram's not Ma'akiv. The Zrika's the Iker Matir, but the Matir Befoal is the Ingram. That's what I thought. I don't have proof. But. I think that's enough. That's
so
sufficient to prove
here?
The point. Because that's sufficient to prove the point, because we're not saying the same thing about Toda. Because we don't look at the Lachmi Todah as like one korban together with the Shalmi Todah. The Zrika Sadam is sufficient for Shalmi Todah, even without the Imur. Okay.
It's not even like a Lechatila?
Doesn't sound that way. Might be a Lechatila. There's a Lechatila of the Imurim for the Basar of the Shalmi Todah.
Not for the bread.
So a couple of other short topics, and then we'll wrap it up. So let's start with the psul shalo lishma. We saw the Gemara Menachos mem chesem ebeis, a shalo kemitzvasan. Right, Rabbi Yitzchak said that if you bring the kivsei atzer shalo kemitzvasan, they're psulim. We said there were two interpretations in Rashi what shalo kemitzvasan means. The first one was that it means shalo lishma. There is Tana who disagrees, Tana de Bei Levi, right after that that line of Rabbi Yitzchak, who says, no, we learn Shalmei Tzibur from Shalmei Yachid, and just like Shalmei Yachid Shalok Mitzvasan, you can still eat the basar, so too for Shalmei Tzibur. So the question that arises is, what exactly is the nature of this psul Shalol Lishma in the Kivsei Atzeres? So this is also in another piece of the Brisker Rav that Rabbi also quoted to me, which is, it's on. I wrote some of it. It's on source number 48, where the Brisker Rav over there is trying to analyze, again, the nature of this psul shalo lishma. And he has two models that he's working with. One is the model that we know and love of a psul machshav. You could say that there's a machshava hapuseles of shalo lishma, and apparently it applies not only to Pesach and Chatos, but also to Kivsei Atzeres. But then the Brisker Rav says, well, hold on a second. The Gemara specifically used the formulation shelo kemitzvasa. Why did it use that formulation, shelo kemitzvasa? So the Brisker Rav suggests, again, I'm not doing the piece full justice, there's a lot more there, but I'm kind of just taking out the nugget that we need for ourselves, which is that the Gemara is saying shelo kemitzvasa because this is not a din of shelo lishma being pasul mipas psul machshav. It's shelo kemitzvasan in the sense that once this korban is not being brought l'shem chova, it cannot be brought as anything else. And he says that whenever you have a chatas, you actually have both of those din. You have on the one hand a psul machshava, and on the other hand a shelo kemitzvasan. Where the Gemara in Zvachim asks, once something's not being brought l'shem chova, why do you bring it at all? And it says it'll still count as a nedava. But if you have a korban that can't be brought as a nedava, so now there's nothing left. Now we say that about the kivsei atzeres according to Rabbi Yitzchak. You don't say that about an asham, even though an asham is not bal benedava. What is unique about the kivsei atzeres where we'll say that once you don't have l'shem chova, it's now shalok mitzvah, and you can't bring it at all. So I was discussing with Rabbi on the phone yesterday, and I wanted to suggest that this makes sense in light of what we've said, that the kivsei atzeres is like a chalos b'fnei atzma. And once you have attained that chalos, because you have the combination of the kisei atzeres and the lechem, so now when you do shalol lishma, you don't have any backup. You have no generic status that underlies that kisei atzeres. Because of once it's reached its transcendent chalos, there's nothing left beneath it. Now I will point out, so I saw in the Briskerov's piece, he applies this also to El Nazir. He doesn't leave it at kisei atzeres. Because he views the continuation of the Gemara of Tana the Beilevi reflecting back on Rav Yitzchak. So I wasn't sure if you had to say that, because... Okay, you didn't think so either. So we, just to clarify, sorry for saying it in code, but the Gemara on Memches has a machlokas between Rav Yitzchak and Tana the Beilevi, as I said before. And Tana the Beilevi says that whenever we learn out Shamei Tzibur from Shamei Yachid, or Shar Shlamim from Shamei Yachid, so whatever we say about Shamei Yachid, we'll say about Kivsei Atzeres, and we'll also say about El Nazir. The Brisker Rav assumes that because Tana de Beilevi is also talking about El Nazir, it must be that Rav Yitzchak was also talking about El Nazir, and would say that an El Nazir that was brought, Shalol Lishma, is possible. However, it's not muchrach to read the Gemara that way. You could easily read the Gemara as saying that Rav Yitzchak was a specific din in Kivsei Atzeres, that he was comfortable learning Kivsei Atzeres from Chatas. He might not say that about any other korban. And that would cohere well with what we've been saying, that Kivsei Atzeres has this added status, and once it reaches that, you don't have any fallback.
Sure.
Yes.
So can you explain exactly why that wouldn't be true about an Asham, let's say?
So I think the conceptually what we're saying about an Asham is that an Asham has a generic status as a korban, right? It has kind of like a korban klali type of status. It's meant to be brought as for a specific targeted purpose of however you view an asham, you know, let's say a blend between a chatas and an olah, okay? And when you don't have that, you now fall back to, okay, so it's a korban klali, and you could bring it as an adava. It's not going to have any effect on you, but it's a kosher korban as a chefta. What I'm saying about kivsei atzeres is something much more akin to the korban pesach, where the Torah says, v'amartem zevach pesach v'ashem. It's all or nothing. Either it has its transcendent status of fulfilling its purpose, or you got nothing left. That's what I'm arguing for.
And that would be explained by, let's say, the combination of Shtei HaLechem with the Kivsei Atzeres.
Based on what I've been explaining far, right, that the Kivsei Atzeres are meant to be the ideal framework for the Shtei HaLechem, and that once it reaches that status of Shalmei Tzibur Kodshei Kodshim, that serves the role as the framework, so then it can't be anything else.
It would be great if you had like Lashem Kulin, let's say.
Like Pesach Lashem Kulin in the Rambam, that's the distinction between Chatas and Pesach. Pesach.
Right. If you had that with Kivsei Atzeres, that would be
terrific. After I make sure you put it very much at the end.
Okay.
Why would it be good with Kivsei Atzeres?
Because what we're saying is that if this is the case.
Even Lashem Kulin.
Would be
like
that. Yeah, it's a suggestion. Yeah, again,
there might be elements of Pesach that are you
right. It's like that Rashi.
Right,
it's like this Rashi that like only with the lechem is it a korban, or with the lechem
is Pesach Hashem. There could be things.
Yes, we don't want to bring anything close to the Pesach.
There are certain many. This idea that there's no generic that you can, you know, that doesn't belong to Shlomo and other things, even more than Asham, which is more about we can create it, but it can be created with it.
Yeah. So piggybacking on that point and this Lishma discussion, I want to just fill in the rest about Kivsei Atzeres that come on their own. Because you might ask me the question, well, if you're telling me that Kivsei Atzeres is like this unique status and it's pasul shalol lishma because it doesn't have any fallback, well then how can you bring it without the lechem? How is that possible? So take a look at sources section Zion, source number 55. Okay, so that's the Gemara I've been quoting all day, Menachos Memches, that Kivsei Atzeres shachtan shalol lishma osu shachtan bein lefizman bein lefizmanon hadam yizarek v'abasar yei ochel. So Tosos over there points out, first of all, that this sugya may not be consistent with the position of Rabbi Yitzchak. Maybe we have a machlokas ha-sugyos, or just that this is not, the Rabbi Yitzchak couldn't agree. Now, source number 57 is where this gets key. Jed, you were excited about the Rav Moshe. We're getting up to the Rav Moshe. Okay. So, Menachos Pei Tes Amibiz. Rav Yochanan says, Asha Mitzorah Sheshachol Shelo Lishmo Ta'un Nisachim Shem Iyata Omer Kein Pasata. If you have an Asha Mitzorah, you Shechtet Shelo Lishmo. So it's not Bala Shem Chobah, but you still bring it as an Adava. Says the Gemara, you have to bring its Nisachim. Because without its Nisachim, it's possible. The Nisachim are definitional to the Kashrus of the Asha. Asks Tosfos, fascinating question. 58, Tema. Im kein kivsei atzer sheshachton shlo lishman disan in perek atchilas hadam yizarek v'abosar yeyochel. The Gemara we just saw that if you shach the kivsei atzer shlo lishma, you still can go ahead with the rest of the avodah and eat the basar. Amai. Ha'kivon debayi lechem v'lo kidei ha'lechem yiposel. If you have a kivsei atzer which you shach shlo lishma, its lechem is not kadosh. So now it's missing lechem. Asks Tosfos, why is shtei halechem? So why is kivsei atzeres without shtei halechem any different from asha mitzora without its nesachim? And you told me asha mitzora without its nesachim is possible. So kivsei atzeres without its lechem should also be possible. Tosfos' question. We should note that Tosfos asks the same question about shalmei nazir and about toda. Okay, I think that's important. So Tosos then says, "V'yesh lomar de lechem lo dami l'nesachim, de nesachim chashivei tfei keguf hakorban mishum de krevi lamizbeach, avel lechem lo chashiv keguf hakorban mishum de ein bo lamizbeach." Maybe the lechem is less, like it's less integral to the korban because you don't bring it on the mizbeach. Now we can push back. We've seen today, right, that there's a lot of evidence. So we look at the kivsei atzeres when it does come with the lechem as an integrated korban, and it's mimenu li'ishin. So it's clearly not the case that that's true across the board with the kivsei atzeres. So then the question becomes, what exactly does Tosos mean when they say that the lechem is not as much on the mizbeach like the nesach?
I mean, gufa in that gemara, where it says tchuvecha, the gemara points out that legavi hagosha, it's not identical. Meaning it's the same point, exactly what you're saying. It's not 100%, you see from this Tosos, it's not 100%. Yeah.
Okay. So this is where I want to argue for this that when you're bringing the kivsei atzeres without its lechem, then it's that bidyeved case where you do have the status of shalmei tzibor, but you don't have the transcendent status of kivsei atzeres. And in that case, of course, the lechem is not as integral to the korban because you're not bringing it as a kivsei atzeres. Kivsei atzeres comes with lechem. Shalmei tzibor, as the tzibor-esque type of shalmei yachid, doesn't come with lechem. And I think that's essentially what Rav Moshe said in the one that we saw yesterday. I think that's more what he's trying to say. I was rethinking it. That's probably that's what you were yes. Explaining. Okay. So in 59, Rav Moshe says, is still the language is a little bit. Right.
Is this piece also the one in the?
It's in the Kovitz. Yeah, it's in the Kovitz Kedusha Torah. Yeah.
I thought it was on this one.
So
I guess that's a collection from here.
Yeah, I don't know which came first. I don't know. Okay. So in source 59,
the Chidush Yagram is it's his written stuff. I assume that, I don't know which one was chronologically first.
The Kovitz and Jutra, they also wrote.
Right. I think just in the beginning of the Chidush Yagram, they said like this was his notes or whatever. So.
I don't go into the whole thing. But it's a diary. He didn't write it to be published.
As I said, yeah, correct. Yeah.
So it's more, they found it in his Yomad. You know, and they decided, as it turns out, which ones to publish.
So this was
posthumous. But it wasn't prepared. He didn't prepare it. We don't know when he wrote it.
It was published posthumously.
It's, yes. You know,
so the family decided. What,
the whole thing was by this
person. So the family decided which pieces to. I mean, who made that decision? The Rav made that decision?
No. I mean, the Kiddush HaGra?
Yeah.
Dr. Hines.
He made it. Okay.
And his team.
Okay, so 59. Achin Achilak Pashut. Da'ere Yesod Be'er Hadin Shal Im Iata Omer Kein Pasalto. That if you don't let it come with this and you're going to passel it, who the HaKorbanos De'inon Bain Benedava? In Asham, right? So Yoni, this was kind of your question before. In Asham, it's not Baba Nedava. V'ugzeres hakasov miyuchad b'shalol lishmo de'kesherim v'nisharim Nedava. You have ugzeres hakasov that you still bring it in its generic status. So inom Nedavos pshutos. D'lezeh shapir nishar hadin de'inon boin Nedava. V'rak d'nisharim hakorbanos k'mo shahayu. That they have to maintain the same status that they would have had b'toras chova. B'asha mitzura, meaning that there's a cheftza shel korban. You can't, that doesn't change whether it's brought lechova or brought l'nedava. If there's a cheftza shel, if there's something essential to this korban, it doesn't matter for what purpose you bring it, it has to come. So b'asha mitzura, korban asha mitzura, uvekivse atzes, in korbano shel kivse atzes. So now take a look at this. Ze emes. Aval din lechem inu toloi b'din korban shel kivse atzes. That's the line that is a little troubling. But v'rak im alu l'shem chova l'chova sayom shal kivsei atzeres v'im inam olim l'chova sayom after a korban u'korban shal kivsei atzeres lo shayech klal din lechem u'mimela b'shalo l'shmo u'nedava lo vayi lechem. So I'm going to...
Yeah,
right. As the kedusha sayon type of korban.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which it goes with the korban form.
Yeah.
It's not just that he's saying, oh, it's, if you happen to be lachem, you're sorts of different clothes.
And when it's brought with lachem,
then it's lachem sayon. Mm-hmm. That's part of its identity is that it's a korban lachem sayon.
So Rebbe's saying that, first of all, that he's pointing out the chovas hayom part, that when the kivsei atzeres is brought with the lechem, then it achieves like a totally, you know, unique purpose. I would just, you know, again, obviously, offer any tachas raglov, I would just be happier if the language was not uvekivsei in tali b'din korban shel kivsei atzeres. I would have liked it if it was tali b'din korban shel shalmei tzibur. I would have liked that more, because what the point that we're trying to say is that the more elemental status of Shalmei Tzibur has nothing to do, it's not dependent on lechem.
If you had prepared it for public.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And if you take a look at source number 60, my time's running out. So, but if you take a look at the Sas MS, he explains also that when you've done something in the process of the korban that ties the kivsei atzeres to the lechem, dahainu, you have shechted the kivsei atzeres l'shem, right? You've shechted the kivsei atzeres, and the lechem was present. So now you've created a zika. Once you've created the zika, you can't then fall back. Then it's all or nothing. Once you've created the zika, prior to the zika. So then all that you have is the Shalmei Tzibur status, and that's why when you bring it Lifnei Zman L'Achar Zman, you can bring it as a Shalmei Tzibur even without the lechem. Okay. Last sugya that I wanted to just say very quickly. If you did the Tzufa Mechaim together with the lechem, the Bris Kerov thinks that for the Rambam, first of all, you don't have to do the Tzufa Mechaim with the lechem. Yeah, so that, but if you did it, then yes, you would have the
then
same.
This din wouldn't exist.
Correct, right. This din only happens when you mess it up before there was a connection.
So you're in the attempt to create the zika, so you fail to create the connection.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So the last piece I wanted to discuss was Shtei HaLechem HaBos Bifnei Atzman. There's a long sugya in the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, source number 49, which talks about a Shtei HaLechem that come on their own. The simple interpretation of this sugya is that it's Lefi Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't really bring Shtei Alechem without the Kvasim Rabbi Akiv. So according to Rabbi Akiva, when you bring the Shtei Alechem on their own, what exactly is their status? And the Gemara asks, is it La'achila Asyan or the Sreifa Asyan? Should the Shtei Alechem be able to be eaten when they're brought on their own, or do they have to be burnt? So Halacha L'maisa, everybody agrees that they're burnt, but not necessarily because we think that even the chatchila, meaning min ha-Torah, they need to be burnt. That's a machlokas ha-moroi. Rabba says that min ha-Torah they're le'achila asyan, and it's only midirabanan that we're soreif then. Rav Yosef, however, paskins that even min ha-Torah they are l'sreifa asyan. And then I'm going to go through this quickly, but the question on l'sreifa asyan becomes, this is the chakira that you can find in the Brisker Rav and also in the Beis Halevi, which is that when we say that the Shtei Alechem is l'sreifa asyon min haTorah, so why is that? Is it because you're just missing the matir of the kvasim, so you have a din d'mimela that you can't do anything else with the Shtei Alechem, you have to burn them? Option A. Option B is to say no. The Torah tells you that there's a second track of Shtei Alechem, which is that when you bring it without its framework of kivsei atzeres, now you can't eat it. Now you have to burn it. Meaning that the din, the etzem, is a din sreifa. The Beis Halevi argues for that second option. And the reason why is because there's a line in the Gemara that compares the din sreifa to par v'sa'ir shel yom ha-kippurim. Where, of course, the par v'sa'ir, it's a din be'etzem, that those are parim ha'nisrafim. So the Beis Halevi says, you can infer from that line, that the shtei alechem habos b'fnei atzmon must be a din sreifa, not just a din demimela. The Brisker Rav, throws out the other option, and there are certain nafkamina in terms of whether you can burn the shtei halachem at nighttime. If you think it's a din de'etzem, you'd be able to do it even at night, whereas if it were a din demimela, you wouldn't be sorif kachim psulim at night. That you could see that also, it's based on Tosos and the Shita Mikubetzes in 51. There's a nice piece in the Minchas Avraham. What I wanted to get out of this sugya was, number one, that if you view the kivsei atzeres as just as a matir, okay, so now I can understand that it's a din demimela. But as we've seen, that's probably not the case. It's certainly not the case. And so how do I explain both of these options? I think they're both, how do I explain the din be'etzem of sreifa, and how do I explain also le'achila asya? I think they're both telling. If you say that there's a din be'etzem of l'sreifa asyan, what you're saying is that the kivsei atzeres are such an integral framework to the shtei alechem, that without those kivsei atzeres, this shtei halachem cannot be all that it's supposed to be. And this coheres very nicely with the machshava that Rav Rosenzweig has developed many, many times in the past, that the shtei halachem is basically that there's a relationship between Omer and shtei halachem. Aruch HaShulchan points out that Omer is Michael Behema, it's the Orim. Why? Because on Pesach, basically what we're celebrating is a more basic type of geula. A geula of Avdei Hashem v'lo Avdei Paro, not being shackled by oppression. But we don't yet have the framework of Matan Torah of Mamad Har Sinai. Within that context, you can't have Michael Adam. You can't have the growth, the unfettered growth, as I've heard Rabbi say many times, of the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem comes on Shavuos, Davka, of the Chag of Matan Torah, because within that context, then you can have, within Incha Ben Chorin Elamisha Osik BaTorah, within the context and the framework of the Torah, you can have unlimited growth. The Kivsei Atzeres are what allows the Shtei HaLechem to reach that point. Because the Kivsei Atzeres, I believe, are really representative of what a Korban Shlomim is. And that's why it is a Korban Shlomim. It is a Shami Tzibur at the end of the day. A Korban Shlomim is a Korban that reflects the bris between an individual and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You bring a Korban Shlomim, not for any kapara purposes, not because of something that's happened in the past, at least maybe in a Korban Todah, but a general Korban Shlomim is a celebratory Korban. It's basically a Korban of closeness. It's saying, I recognize this relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to bring a Korban that attests to it. That's the Korban Shlomim. And we find, in many cases, the Shami Tzibor taking that idea and applying it to all of Klal Yisrael. The Shami Tzibor is the Korban of the bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have the Shami Tzibor not only on Shavuos, but also in Perek Chav Dalet of Sefer Shmos at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. At Mamad Har Sinai itself, Vayizbechu Zvachim Shalomim, they brought a Shami Tzibor at Mamad Har Sinai. And in addition to that, whenever they were mechanech the Mishkan or the Mikdash, you could take for in Parsha Shmini or even in Sefer Melachim, when they did the Mikdash, in both cases, they also brought what? A Shami Tzibor. Because the Shami Tzibor reflects that covenantal relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel. You can have the Shtei HaLechem reach its maximal point only when you have that framework of the Kivsei Atzeres. And I think that this idea of the Beis HaLevi, that a shtei alechem habos bifnei atzman is be'etzem l'sreifa, is because you can't enjoy the fruits of the shtei alechem when you haven't yet had that framework. Now it happens to be the Rambam does not go that far, even though the Rambam does certainly concur with the mahalach that we've said. So we said the whole day, the Rambam does paskin la'achila asya, and perhaps the shtei alechem certainly is a matir, right? It has a role separate and apart from the kivsei atzeres. So it might not be so surprising that we would still say that Minat Torah, it's la'achila asyan. And the Rambam... What?
In the Pirush Mishnah, it has the sreifa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
as a Minat Torah din?
In the Halachos, he says Zera. Mishnah Abba.
Yeah, I actually want to get to that. Yeah.
In the Pirush Mishnah, he has just sreifa.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
I didn't read through all the Pirush. I think that's on the Tzuna.
Oh, Peperish HaMishnah, Benusach HaIvri Kasav, V'dinan Sheyochlu Osan Ki Ilu Heviyun im akvasim. That's what I have. Avachachaya. I don't know.
I have a paragdal mishnah gimel and lo matzanu. Dina shiyun fuviyun chalach shetav versus rasim biyotzi beisas reipa.
Ah. Okay. I did want to make one diuk in the Rambam. I think this, I was very excited about this diuk. So if you take a look at Ches Tes Zayin, I don't know if it's on there. If it's not on there, so just listen to this. The Rambam says, Shtei alechem abos b'fnei atman b'lo kvasim, ketaros, and when? What do you do with them? Yunafu v'tavor tzu rasan v'yetu l'beis hasreifa. Why? Gezeira shema, so he's passing this on the Drabana level, but listen to this gezeira. Gezeira shema yimatsu kvasim l'shana haba v'yaviyu lechem b'lo kvasim. They'll bring the lechem without the kvasim. If you look in the Gemara, the Sfas Emes points this out. The Sfas Emes in the Mafeach HaNes Halach, he points this out. Look at the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, we're worried that you'll bring the Shtei Alechem together with the kvasim next year, and that you, that, what does it say?
You'll eat
the bread without being makrib the kibsi atzeres. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says we're concerned that you'll do the same thing again, that you'll bring the Shtei Alechem without the kvasim. So Sfas Emes says, what's so bad? If you bring the Shtei Alechem without the kvasim, you're not doing anything wrong, meaning, okay, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, but you're not being over on any isur, because Shtei Alechem is both with the Atman also. So I thought that was perfect for the way that we've been explaining the Rambam, which is that no, well, you're foregoing what is supposed to be the maximal, you know, opportunity of the Shtei Alechem, which is being within the framework of the Kivsei Atzeres. That's what we're worried about. We're worried that you're not going to get everything out of the Shtei Alechem that you're supposed to get. Okay, so Sof Kol Sof, that's the sugya of Kivsei Atzeres. And I wanted to end off. This is my last chabura. It's coming down to the final days over here. I did want to end off with a very heartfelt hakaras hatov. In the spirit of mikra bikurim, shtei alechem is the korban bikurim. In just as just some reflections. I don't want to take too much more time, but I do first of all want to say thank you. To all the Chavrei HaKolel, I've had an amazing 4 years in the Kolel, learned with amazing people, and very much enjoyed getting to talk with everyone, especially sometimes talking with people who don't necessarily approach sugyos exactly the same way, but really have a lot to add when you discuss a sugya together. So I really appreciated that, number one. I want to thank, of course, my parents, and my wife Bracha, who have always supported me and encouraged me to follow my passions, and it's not easy to have a family throughout the 4 years of the Kolel, especially on Sundays. It can be very hard on your wife, and your Bracha has always been a sport about it, and my parents have always pitched in helping helping make sure that the Kolel experience was as fruitful as it could be. And thank you for always pushing me to follow my passions. The last thank you I want to give is, of course, to Mori Virabi, to Rosenzweig. I don't have an extra drasha over here, which is the minog of some, because I thought that this sugya was just such a perfect glove fit for the way that I think about my Hakar Sato for our relationship. The sugya of Kivsei Atzeres is a perfect model for a relationship with a special Rebbe, where the role of the Rebbe is to serve as the framework for all of the growth of the Shtei Alechem that the Talmud is able to have for so many years. When I started the Kolel Elyon, so I knew that was going to be a great 4 years of learning. That goes without saying. There have been so many people who have done the Kolel Elyon who are such role models for me. And inspirations for me in terms of their learning and in terms of the heights that they've reached in their Avodas Hashem, and to have another 4 years ensconced in Havayos Tabai Verava, as Rebbe always says, it's not like a linear growth. It's not like you add 1 year on top of the other and it's a line that you connect the dots. Learning, you experience exponential growth, and that's certainly the case in the Kolel. Just having the time to think about sugyos, to be able to reflect. I can say, especially from my last year, being a little bit busier outside of the Kolel, that we sometimes take for granted just the space, just like the fresh space to be able to sit down and really think and really contemplate. That's I knew I was going to get that in 4 years of the Kollel, and I did, and I'm immensely grateful for that. Something that I knew would be special, but I didn't realize how impactful it would be, was to have another 4 years of a relationship with Rebbe. I didn't realize as much that a relationship like that could grow exponentially and not only linearly. And you know, it's not necessarily about the number of conversations or the amount of time that you spend with a Rebbe. It's really about the formative experiences that you have and the types of conversations that you have in learning and talking about life and observing as a role model. And that really has generated for me that framework of the Kivsei Atzeres with the Shtei Halachem, where, again, the Kivsei Atzeres is that ideal and necessary framework for the Shtei Halachem to be all that it can be. I'll end off with one tidbit. Is that I remember one of the first things I heard from Rav Rosenzweig. I was privileged to have Rav Itamar as my madrich on Etzis Vaikolel. And so I've been connected to the Rosenzweig Torah dynasty for a while, but I was once listening to I was in camp. Avrami, I think you were there. We were learning Sukkah. You were there that summer, Sukkah. So we were learning the second parak, Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah, and I was listening to some shiurim that Rav Rosenzweig had given, and Rav Rosenzweig was elaborating on the Gemara on Daf Chof Ches with the relationship between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Eliezer says something very striking in that Gemara. He says, "Yomai, lo amarti davar shlo shoma mipi Rebbe." Never said anything that I never heard from Rebbe. And Rav Rosenzweig pointed out it's clearly not true. Rabbi Eliezer has many, many chidushim across Shas, and even on that Amud and on Daf Chav Ches itself, so he says, you guys have pushed me to tell you guys about midos that I didn't learn from my Rebbe. But then the Gemara follows up by showing how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had the exact midos that Rabbi Eliezer had. Right? That Rabbi Eliezer was the first one to the Beis Medrash. Where did he learn that from? From Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? He was the last one to leave. Where did he learn that from? From Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rav Rosenzweig explained, and I remember this because it really left an impact on me right then, before I even stepped into the shir for my first year, 10 years ago, that the role of the Rebbe is Hamidu Tamidim Haida. To establish a relationship and a model for the Talmud to then be able to take his particular talents and based on his particular experiences to go mechayel al chayel as far as he could go. And that's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer was saying. Rabbi Eliezer was saying, lo amarti davar shlo shama mipi Rabbi, because everything that he learned, everything that he did, was infused with that framework, that Kivsei Atzeres framework of I learned this from my Rebbe. Whether it was explicitly learned, implicitly learned, learned via observation, everything was like that. And I heard that then, and I really genuinely feel that, that lo amarti davar shlo shamati mipi Rebbe, that there's a type of demus diukno relationship where there's nothing in learning and nothing in life that is not framed either consciously or subconsciously by everything that I've learned from Rav Rosenzweig for the last 10 years, and looking forward to continue learning for many, many, many years to come, and to allow for that Kivsei Atzeres Shtei Halachim framework throughout a lifetime. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.